Hello.
Pardon?
Hi. The mic fell just as I grabbed it. Well, hello again.
I do love technology.
Welcome to our second last
episode
of From Venus. I'm so sad about it. The school year really flew by, huh?
I'm not complaining.
No, not at all. So, I'm Rosalie.
I'm Steph.
And this is From Venus. Welcome back.
It sure is. I'm sorry for those noises.
We're really adjusting the mics here.
Yeah, oh boy, it's all fuzzy.
Oh, Lord. Radio Laurie has to come clutch with some better mics next time.
All right. So, how's the day going?
You know what? Pretty nice.
Good.
The weather's gorgeous.
Lovely day.
So I'm not mad about that.
I'm not mad about the weather.
No, yeah. And school's almost done. So, I mean, thank God. I'm very ready for it to be over. That's for sure.
Does your sound fuzzy? Is it being fuzzy?
Or is my sound headphones? Is fine. It might just be your headphones. Okay. Jiggle the cord.
I'll jiggle the cord. I will indeed jiggle
the
cord.
I have to hold the mic the entire time today, which is fine.
It's okay. You can fiddle with it. Well,
it's a little arm workout, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I love optimism.
So why don't we just get right into it?
Sure. What's the first song we're going to be going with,
first
Rosalie?
First up, we have the queen herself, Florence and the Machine. We're going to be playing What Kind of Man, which is so good.
I love her so much.
She's amazing.
She's so powerful.
She's very powerful.
And her songs are so good.
No, they're phenomenal. Did I just cut out?
No, but you did say phenomenal for the maybe 80th time.
We all know that that's my favorite adjective.
It is your favorite adjective.
So I'm not going to apologize anymore. But yeah,
Florence and the Machine, fun fact, I think we said it before that she, did I cut out again?
Yeah.
Hello.
Damn it.
Maybe this we'll get you, maybe we should get you to switch the mic for. Yeah.
You know what, maybe,
it's probably just better if we get you to switch mics.
We'll definitely
do that the moment that we're...
Okay,
here... I guess I'll just talk on yours. Okay. This is What Kind of Man by Florence the Machine. Let's fix this up.
Tell people what's happening.
Never mind. We are, for the 30th time this year, having technical difficulties, so I'm just going to restart this.
I guess I'll sit over here.
Bye-bye. Yeah, maybe you should switch mics. Mine is also really... Man, we're having
this is a professional radio show, I promise.
Actually, I don't think the thing that my headphones is plugged into even works, actually.
You have to just, like, move it around.
Okay, wait. Oh, yep, there we go. So I just can't move from here the entire time, which is fine.
Can you try it out?
All right, Rosalie.
Hello.
Thank God. There you go.
Okay. Well, we're just restarting the computer, ladies and gentlemen.
In the meantime, hey.
How are your classes, man?
I mean, you know, they're there.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
I'm really trying to not lose that, like, motivation to keep trying.
Oh, I lost it.
I'm really trying hard.
Mine's
not to.
Very much
I know
gone.
The second I start slacking,
yeah,
it'll be gone. So I'm really trying to, like, stay on top of it.
Yeah.
Because the second I'm like, you know what, I'll work on this later. I will never work on anything ever again, and I will drop out of school.
No, absolutely correct. My goodness. There it is.
Computer has restarted.
Thank goodness. I feel so far away from you now.
I know.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, my goodness.
I just remixed that song.
That was kind of gorgeous. I kind of loved it.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get into it.
Let's try this one more time.
What Here's Kind of Man by Florence and the Machine.
That was What Kind of Man by Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machine. She's just so...
goddess.
She's ethereal. I think that's the best word I can use
ethereal.
To describe her. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I said last time we played her on the show that she was discovered drunk singing in a bar bathroom. Mm-hmm. Imagine.
I know.
And, like, late in the game, too, because she's not a young artist.
No.
She's, like, been around.
Which I love.
No, yeah, exactly. She has better things to write about, I guess.
Yes.
Life experience.
Just a nice little connection here. I'm looking at the Oshaga lineup right now.
Mm-hmm.
The girl I have on here next is playing day two.
Oh, very good. What's her name?
Her name is Lennon Stella. Love a natural segue.
I feel like I've heard that name before.
She has some cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she's also playing Blues Fest.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, she's a cool girl.
All right.
She's playing day two, which is cool.
That's
awesome.
I was
like, hey, I love a good tie-in. Love relevance. So here is La-Di-Da by Lennon Stella.
This goes to midnight. You're someone else in this light. Ooh, 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 stand in the cave.
That song really puts me in a good mood.
That's catchy.
And, like, all of her songs make me feel like I'd listen to them when, like, sorry to sound like the worst person ever here, but, like, you know, in the summer when you're, like, windows are down.
And you're just, like, driving with your friends in your car.
And you got your not Starbucks iced coffee because, sorry, I don't know if that's slander, but iced coffee makes me gag.
I'm sorry. Starbucks, their coffee beans taste burnt.
Yeah.
Like burnt as hell.
Yeah, like definitely. I just want to give a big old shout out to Frank's.
Frank's.
If you have not gone there yet, go. Mm-hmm. Best coffee it's on
in the
campus. Peters,
it's in the Peters building at Laurier. Yeah, their coffee is phenomenal. Yeah,
it opened either in January or February.
Like recently.
Yeah, recently. But they have so many different blends and like their iced coffee is actually good.
I actually had their iced coffee yesterday. Oh, isn't it so good?
I asked like the lady.
And it's not expensive. Also, like $3 is not terrible.
And the like ladies who work there are so sweet.
They're so sweet.
They're so sweet. I was like, hey, am I going to, like, die if I have the iced coffee black? Because, like, Starbucks iced coffee makes me gag.
It's disgusting.
And she was like, honey, we're not Starbucks. And I was like, I love you.
That was
so now
shady.
I go there every day, and they're so cute, and they're nice, and the best coffee. Mm-hmm. So big ol' shout out to you guys.
Shout out to Frank's. If you guys want to bring us a free coffee, I'm not going to say no. All right, well, next up,
we have great lads over there.
No, for real. They're real ones. Next up, we have an artist named Jack River, and she is from New South Wales. Her real name is Holly Rankin, which sounds a lot like Molly Rankin.
Yeah, I was like, why does that sound so familiar?
Very similar. And she is super, super good. I recently got her on my Spotify recommended for you. Last summer, I think I got it. Her song Dream Girl, which is phenomenal. Her EP, Highway Songs, is something I would recommend for everyone to listen to. It's super good to have in the background, but if you listen to the words, like, your heart aches kind of thing.
Oh, man.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds really beautiful, but you listen to it and you go, oh, no. But, yeah, the song we're going to be playing for you today is called Palo Alto, like the movie. Oh, or The Place.
Probably The Place.
I don't think
we want to draw too much attention to that movie.
No, but yeah, the song is really, really good. There's one part in the chorus that I'm saying to watch out for. There's one lyric says, weren't you watching her the whole damn time? And the way that she's it's just,
oh, that's like Robin.
It's good.
I'm going to add that song to our playlist if we have time. But, let's do it. Like Robin's Dancing by Myself.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah, it's like, I'm in the corner watching you kiss her.
Yeah.
Ooh, theme.
Okay. Let's do it. So, yeah, here it is. Palo Alto by Jack River. Thoughts?
I liked it.
You liked it, eh?
It really reminded me of Robin.
Yeah.
Who I've added in a few songs.
Perfect.
Gonna play that one because, you know, it's a good theme. I feel like it's a good, like,
yeah,
like I said, to sound like the worst person ever. Windows down, like, summer day.
No, for real. But yeah, one of her songs, Dream Girl, Jack River, it's such a, like, cool concept because, like, it's basically I lay awake at night thinking about your dream girl. She funny, she smart. Does she like to look at art?
Oh,
blah,
that's
blah.
Also like that song by Lana, yeah. The Other Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that song hurts.
Don't.
Oh, I don't want to.
We haven't even played Lana on here yet.
I don't know if we have.
Is she too emo?
Maybe
too
emo. You know hours? What? We'll do it next week.
We'll do it next week.
Maybe next week.
Last episode.
I know.
We'll do smashes.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll do like, we're not gonna, because I feel like the reason we haven't played her is because we're like, oh, we want to do stuff that's like not as out there.
Exactly.
But like, honestly, I feel like if you don't know, a lot of people only know their like big songs.
Yeah.
Not the best that aren't.
Well, you know what? Some really good artists are very underground or starting out a little bit like quieter.
Yeah.
And that's a good segue for this next band. Toronto-based indie pop duo Tandem, who I actually met through a good friend of mine, Julian, consists of Thomas Franklin and Maxine Beck Cinderby. Very cool people. I've met them. I was supposed to actually jam with them for one of their shows, I think, downtown Toronto. They were doing a show, I want to say Horseshoe Tavern, but I might be a liar. Probably I'm a liar.
Okay.
But yeah, I was supposed to sing backup for them. They're so sweet. They really know what they're doing. And they have a very, very, like, unique sound while still, you know, falling under that indie pop genre.
I have listened to them. They're very nice.
Mm-hmm. They're very, very good.
They remind me of a band. I don't remember if they're from Newfoundland. They're from Canada, but I can't even remember their name, but they have a song called Champagne Floats, and that's what it reminds me of.
Okay, we'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
But yeah, Maxine is on vocals and guitar, and Thomas is on drums. And the song that we have that we're going to play for you is Unconfined. So let's do it. Unconfined by Tandem. So good, eh?
It was good.
Yeah, she has such a sweet voice.
She has a very nice voice. It feels very relaxing.
Feels good in your ears.
Yeah.
Like velvet.
Yeah.
Maxine, if you're listening.
Get in my ears, baby.
Velvet voice, baby. So, Robin, this is the song you're talking about for next?
The one that, like, I feel kind of goes with that. This wasn't originally on the playlist, but I feel like it really fits that Jack River Palo Alto song. Like,
oh, get it in there,
they're the same,
there,
like, vibe and for theme. Sure. So, let's just jump into it, as Lord and Savior Philip DeFranco would say. Here's Dancing on My Own by Robin. That's a similar vibe, eh?
Yeah, it was a little bit happier sounding, though.
It is a happier sounding, but it's also, like, super sad, which I kind of love. Mm-hmm. Can I just picture, like, jamming out in the club when but, like, you're crying. Actually sad? Yeah, like, yeah.
I'm crying in the club right now.
Yeah, but, like, you're like, you know what? It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, basically, every time we drink wine in your room.
For real.
Yeah. And we're like, we no, cry. Everything is fine.
We cry and dance. That's all you really need.
Yeah. Oh, I love friendship. It's beautiful. This next song. Oh, I just saw you have more Ally and AJ on here.
I love Ally and AJ. That. The Interrupters.
The Interrupters.
Yeah. Tell me about them.
I don't know anything about them. Other than I work out to this song.
It's a good song.
It's called She's Kerosene.
Kerosene?
Kerosene? Is that how you say it?
Kerosene.
Kerosene?
Kerosene, like kerosene. The thing that you pour to, like, start fires.
I've always said kerosene.
Oh, honey.
Oh, man. That's like in How I Met Your Mother. I always forget, you've seen it, right? How Ted says chameleon instead of chameleon.
Ew. Or Schmidt in New Girl says.
Yeah, it says everything wrong.
Chutney.
Chutney. Neck.
That's what he says, Nick. We were supposed to go to the Hymnasia.
Hymnasia. Oh, I missed that show.
I actually started rewatching it again.
I'm going to.
I have to. There's a website. If you guys like New Girl, there's a website.
Yeah, there's literally a website that's like
called
New Girl.
Watch New Girl. Yeah. That's what I've been watching.
I'm going to get the box set for my mom for her birthday.
Hopefully she's not
she
listening.
She wants to finish it.
Hopefully she's not listening
oh,
to the
she
show.
Oh, she doesn't. It's okay. She has better things to do. she's napping.
Honestly, that's better.
That's so mean.
No, we're get phenomenal. We're phenomenal.
We're the best.
We're the best.
We are the best.
Only positive affirmations here, ladies.
Positive affirmations only. Here is she's Kerosene.
Good job.
By The Interrupters.
Some serious ska vibes on that one.
Yeah.
There's some No Doubt flavor.
Did not think about that before.
Some Sublime flavor. Yeah. Yeah, it's very 90s
Ooh,
sounding.
No, definitely some No Doubt connections there.
Yeah, yeah, I feel it.
No Doubt about that.
No Doubt, No Doubt, No Doubt.
No Doubt, No Doubt, No Doubt.
Noise.
Toit.
All right, next up we have a classic duo, Ally and AJ.
Ally and who?
Ally and AJ, my
Ally
man.
Ally and who? Okay, I'm sorry.
Do not. Please.
Is that how they start their concerts?
No. I've never been to one, but I'm going to say no. I think there's a little bit of a resurfacing with all these bands that we loved as kids. Jonas Brothers are back. You know
oh, yeah.
I mean?
So good.
And so back and better than ever.
So good.
However, they took Love Bug off of Spotify.
I'm really hoping they
pissed.
Re-release it.
They
because
have to.
They took it off so long ago.
They took off Burning Up.
They took off
everything.
Most of it. But I remember... Like, I think on James Corden, he was, like, on their Carpool Karaoke, he was like, oh, I'm so excited to sing Love Bug live again. So I'm really hoping
they have to release it. But I don't want them to re-record it. I like the original version of it.
I really hope they just release the original version because it's so good. Yeah. It's such a good song.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, basically, after being gone for 10 years, Ally and AJ came back, and that's why their, I think it's their EP or their album called 10 Years album. Phenomenal. Very, very, like... 80s dream synth pop. You know?
They remind me of like Sky Ferreira in that way.
Yeah.
Where they could be on an 80s compilation.
We played Take Me on the show a couple episodes back, but this time we're playing a little bit more of like a chill one called I Know. So let's do it. Here's I Know by Ally and AJ.
Was very 80s synth pop.
Dreamy 80s synth pop, baby.
Absolutely on board with that.
No, yeah, it's good. Their entire EP sounds like that. It's a similar sound.
Cool.
So if you guys like
cool
that
girls.
One,
I just,
check
I really
it out.
Think of Phil of the Future every time I listen to them.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think of that one movie where they had to work on a cow farm.
Oh, yeah.
Cowbells.
Or No, that was Sarah Paxton. Never mind.
I also think of...
She was in that time traveling one.
Are you talking about Minutemen?
Yeah.
When they play Like Whoa when they're going into the vortex? Honey, I remember. Yes. Honey, I remember.
Oh, that's a good song. Have we played that on here yet?
No.
Oh, next week, baby.
I'm down. You know what? To add on to that playlist because it smashes, we're playing Seven Things by Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
We have to.
We have a whole playlist already.
We have to. That's so good.
Absolutely. I am absolutely perfect. Okay with that.
Okay, what's up next?
Next up, we have Misery Business by Paramore off their album. Emo Queen. Riot. Yeah, of course.
Emo Queen.
One of my favorite bands from grades like 6 to 9. fun fact about this song. Okay, honestly, musically, this song slaps so hard.
Okay.
If you like break down the music, and I only know this because of Punch Up the Jam, where they play like the different stems of each instrument, it's insane. They have so much going on.
The musicality of it?
Yeah, it's insane. The lyrics.
However, I was just going to say it's a however, the way that you said that.
Like they're taken from Live Journal, which they probably were because this was like 2008. And Hayley Williams, actually like from Paramore, won't play this song anymore just because.
Lyrics are so bad.
Lyrics. She was like, I was young. And also it kind of has this like narrative of like, you know how there was like that whole movement where everyone was just like, I hate women for no reason. Like I just want to say like Taylor Swift's You Belong With Me, like that kind of thing where it's just for no reason is like you don't deserve him, I hate you, you're pretty, like that kind of thing. But even she could easily fix that by changing a few lyrics, like it's not the predominant thing, but that's why she won't play it anymore, which I respect.
Well, however, I'm happy she realizes that.
Yeah, but I wish she just kept playing it and changed the lyrics because this, like, musically, she could play it without lyrics.
Listen, just give her a call. Let her know. Yeah,
I'll let her know. She could play this without the words, just the band playing the song, and it would be insane because the music is so good. Like, just listen to the music.
I'm excited.
It's insane. So, here we go. This is Misery Business by Paramore.
Quickly. Mom, get out of my room. I'm on MySpace, RAR XD.
Look.
Are you still going to take me to Hot Topic later?
I just want
to
quickly expose
you
for saying...
Did you just drink my last Monster energy? How dare you?
Okay, I was not allowed to drink energy drinks.
No, I know. Hello? this is a type I'm describing.
I just want to expose you for saying that you had those fingerless gloves from Hot Topic.
Not Hot Topic, Claire's.
Okay, you know
first
what?
First of all, if you want to spew information, have it be right.
Okay.
Avril Lavigne made me do it, all right? Avril Lavigne made me do
it. She was not wearing fingerless gloves on the cover of Skater Boy.
That doesn't matter if it was on the cover of Skater Boy. She had them, like the fishnet gloves.
In the girlfriend era.
Doesn't matter.
At that point, you were too old. You were old enough to know better.
That was way before.
No, it was during the girlfriend era.
There's no way. I'm going to Google it.
And that's another example of like a, hey, let me hate this girl for no reason. But, which sucks.
To be honest, it's a good song, though.
Oh, good. Slap so hard.
Phenomenal song.
Slap so hard, but bad narrative.
Exactly.
However, fingerless gloves, you were old enough to know better.
I don't wear them in public. I just wore them at home.
That's kind of worse. Is like, it? At least own it, you know?
Well, you know what?
Okay.
That's fine.
I still love you.
We all went through it.
We all had phases.
I had to grow so I could become the woman that I am today.
I had random red streaks in my hair. Yeah. Loved Paramore.
Jeez, you really wanted to be emo,
yeah,
huh?
I wasn't allowed to, like, dye my hair red. Scene. So I got one of those, like, cups from, like, Shoppers that are, like, the manic panic red hair dye.
Yeah.
I just, like, put a few slops of it in my hair.
Was your mom mad?
Yeah.
That's
she
so classic.
She was happy. She was like, yeah, it's not going to let you into her house. And
that was just a terrible time
for
everyone.
I did not care. She didn't notice.
Thin eyebrows.
Yeah.
Black eyeliner on the waterline.
Ugh. Oh, okay. See, I didn't know how makeup worked at that time. So
oh, honey.
I luckily didn't go through that part.
I did.
I got out of there because I wasn't allowed to wear makeup until like grade.
Oh, no.
I didn't wear makeup until like grade 10.
I have to do it in the bathroom at school.
Oh, my God.
I had to do it in the bathroom at school.
That is perfectly encompassing this era.
I know. Tell me about it.
Oh, that's so good that you're like, I had to go to school early to do my makeup.
Everyone was in there. All the girls were always like surrounded like by the mirror.
That's so terrible.
You know what? It was kind of like a little bit
that's
of a bonding.
That's like a coming of age moment.
That is. I wouldn't regret it. Like, I don't regret it at all. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a really nice coming of age moment.
Wouldn't change it.
No.
So.
One time I tried to do it, my makeup in the bathroom, and then I just looked sick because it was purple eyeshadow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Pretty.
And like, you know what? Purple eyeshadow is fine if you know how to use it.
Well, I mean, go off, I guess.
But like, I was using one of those like felt things that come in those little, like, it was like from Icing or Claire's. I love ASMR. But yeah, Anyway, hope you still love me.
You know what? I'll try my best.
Oh.
Next up, we have a band called Haim. And they're sisters.
I believe it's pronounced Haim.
Haim? Haim? I think it's Haim. H-A-I-M. All capitals. Haim. Yeah, three sisters. And their name is taken from their surname. They formed in 2006. They grew up in California, San Fernando Valley, baby.
See, any artist that comes from California,
I'm automatically
like,
mad.
I'm automatically like, your life isn't hard. You're fine. Like, you don't need this.
There's a lot of poverty. Like, there's a lot of poverty over there, okay, before you continue that sentence.
Here's the thing about like the ones who come from good families, okay? Like Weezer, yeah. They came from like such nice, good families in California.
Ugh.
That it's like,
I'm kind of pissed at
you. You don't need this.
It's because we always love an underdog story.
We do. We love
a rags to riches
story. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why I'm like, man, your music is just, you know.
You had all the chances, is what you're saying. You didn't have to work twice as hard as everyone else.
It's I get just it.
Well, same with Taylor Swift. She grew up loaded.
I also don't like her though.
So. No, but like, is she playing on the radio and is she a billionaire? Probably.
Yeah, baby.
So she's doing something,
did
right?
Did she date Harry Styles?
Unfortunately. I don't want to talk about it.
No, I don't either. It makes me really sad.
Well, it's the same with Claro. Like, girl has money and her parents are in the business.
See, I wouldn't be mad about it if she was good. That's the thing.
You know what?
But she was like, better than average.
She just has the DIY aesthetic when she, like, doesn't have to. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's fake. It's not
like,
real.
It's like when the punk movement happened and it was because people were legitimately angry and they wanted to like have their voices heard
but
and they had reasoning.
But then people capitalized
off of it. People capitalized off of it and they made it a trend.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is. Well.
Anyway.
this song, Want You Back by Haim, I actually, embarrassingly enough, found it because it was an ad on my Instagram feed. I knew Haim before, like I've heard them before, but I never actually listened to them. But this song is so windows down, summertime with my girls, just striving, not knowing where we're going, but we're just striving.
That's so the vibe today.
That is the vibe. You know, a sunny day, you gotta keep going with that.
Absolutely.
So yeah, here it is. Want You Back by Haim. Windows down, baby.
Reminds me of the Dixie Chicks a little bit.
A little bit, I hear that. You just want to do the air dolphin.
No, I don't want to do the air dolphin.
Like every single commercial,
not
movie.
Consciously.
All of it.
No.
But yeah.
Get out of here.
Fun, funky, fresh. I actually don't know anything else by Haim, but I might listen.
I didn't think I knew that song, but I did.
No, exactly. You definitely heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Well, I feel like I've just heard it when I'm like listening to like Spotify.
Probably.
Like on a nice playlist, you know?
One of the Haim sisters was actually in the Harmony Hall music video for Vampire Weekend.
With Jonah Hill.
Jonah freaking Hill, man.
Which was weird, but I love it.
It was weird, but that's very on brand.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
No. Also,
from Ezra Koenig.
I've been obsessed with Big Blue. That's a really good song. It's
Big
gorgeous.
Blue.
Once in my life, I feel close to you. Yeah.
That's
good.
A really good one.
Good song.
I like that they, I think it was Harmony Hall where they referenced.
Yeah.
I
don't want to live like this, but I don't want to
die.
I can't remember what song that's from right
young,
now.
You know what? I'm going to actually have to look at that because it's going to bother me if I don't.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called at the second.
Oh, my goodness.
You know when you try to think of something like and you don't know?
But I don't want to die. Which one is it?
Like the original song is from, you mean?
Don't Lie?
Dude, just Google it.
No.
Just Google it.
No, finger back.
That's not what it's from. Mm-hmm. Is it? Yeah, it is. You're right. You're
finger
absolutely
back.
Right.
I know my Vampire Weekend. Don't ever question
like
me.
No, yeah.
What's next, queen?
Next, we have a classic, Heart in My Heart by Quarter Flash.
I don't know who that is.
You know what? I don't know anything else by them.
One hit wonder kind
of
thing.
I only know this song. It's in Rock of Ages.
Classic.
Of course. So, formed in 1980.
They look 80s.
Yeah,
they're their pictures. Very 80s. I see their pictures over there.
They are very 80s. I think they have like two hits.
You know what? Sometimes it'd be like that.
But I mean, they had Heart in My Heart was in Rock of Ages, so that like really popularized that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is a banging nice 80s rock song. So here we go. It's Heart in My Heart by Quarter Flash. Hey, why not Half Flash?
White Stephanie?
Okay, you were talking Pardon My Heart by Quarter Flash. I'm upset that you don't know that song.
Well. Better late than never, as they say.
Do they?
I don't know. First of all, you know
they say... Who is they? Am I right?
They always say as they say. Who's they? As they say. Society? The government?
Damn.
Damn Daniel?
This is getting meta.
I kind of like that.
Who is they? Am I right?
Do not. Welcome back to our philosophy podcast.
Is it the snowflakes? As they say? As the... internet says.
Okay, hold on. I'm actually just logging into the Wi-Fi right now.
Okay.
Because Laurier Wi-Fi, get your stuff together. Am I right?
Yeah, man. Most of my classes, I can't even get Wi-Fi in.
It's like, I pay all this money. And where is it going?
Not to the Wi-Fi.
Not to the Wi-Fi. That's definitely something that needs to be fixed. Next up, we have an international artist. She's not... from North America. Her name is Jain, J-A-I-N.
Is that how it's pronounced?
She's a French pop singer.
Oh, love that.
Yes, ma'am. And her style is very multicultural because it's influenced by the many places that she called home. She grew up in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, the Congo. So she has a very, very African, Arabic, and Parisian sound, which is super, super cool. You've definitely heard her songs before, especially the one I'm going to be playing, which is called Come, C-O-M-E, Come. That's how she pronounce it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's very, very fun, very poppy. I'd say get into it.
This really
her artwork
looks
is
like
also,
70s.
Her artwork looks very is 70s. Very, very funky. It's very funky. It's very art pop, for sure.
This also says that Jaden Smith played her music on his radio show, which...
I did not know Jaden Smith had a radio show.
Apparently he doesn't. Beats Jaden, Radio 1.
Jaden, you trying to collab
Beats
here?
Beats 1 Radio.
You trying to collab? But yeah, let's get into it. This
let's
is
just
the song
jump into
Come
it.
By Jane. Jane? Jane.
Sure.
Jane. It was very funky.
I added that to my ladies playlist because I enjoyed that.
It was good.
I want to that's groovy.
It is. And you can hear the influence from the other.
Absolutely.
From the other cultures for sure.
Very groovy.
Yeah, she has another one called Makeba, which is a really, really good one if you guys liked that one. So definitely check her out. Jean? Maybe it's Jean because that's how you would pronounce it in French.
Oh, that's yeah.
J-A-I-N.
That sounds
so you want to look
better.
Jean?
That sounds better.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah,
I don't know how I didn't figure that out
right.
before. Jane? That's not, no.
Oh, that'd be cool, Jean? But like, no, I don't think so.
I think it's Jean. Or Jean?
Jean sounds
Jean.
Right.
Yeah.
Jean.
There you go.
Like mustard. Dijon.
And D is to speak. So say her name. Dijon.
Dijon. Wait, so her name means?
Her name doesn't mean anything. D, the word D, like D-I-T.
So to speak yellow
means
mustard.
To say.
So to say...
But Dijon is spelled completely
so
differently.
You would say Dijon, Jean.
Yeah.
Okay. I love French lessons on air.
Exactly.
Anyway, here's Something's Got a Hold on Me by Etta James.
Etta James.
Very burlesque era.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fantastic.
Isn't that the intro song to Burlesque the movie?
I don't think it's intro.
Something
it's in there.
Hold on me. Yeah. That's what, not the intro song. That's what she sings when she's leaving.
Oh, that's
go.
What she leaves when she's like jamming out. Yeah.
Yeah, she's jamming out.
Oh,
in the
bar.
In the bar.
Absolutely.
Christina Aguilera.
Yes. So here we go. Here's Etta James. Something's Got a Hold on Me. That was smooth.
Smooth.
Like
silky,
the opposite
smooth.
Of crunchy peanut butter.
Exactly. Smooth peanut butter, baby.
Smooth peanut butter.
For those who are allergic, sorry.
Smooth. I was going to say almond butter, but
that's still,
still
a nut.
A nut. Hey, let's keep this PG, baby.
That's still a nut.
Yeah. What's a peanut-free option of butter? Oh, I guess butter.
Ew.
Butter. Maybe just like a chocolate glaze.
Nutella. No, Nutella's hazelnut.
Nutella's hazelnut.
Oh my god, I want Nutella so bad.
Anyway, here.
Sorry.
Music. Here is Mambo Italiano by Bette Midler. Napoli, because he missed the scenery, the
native dancers, and the charming songs. That was interesting.
I'm significantly happier now.
It was that a very, very
happy.
It was a very interesting change of pace for what we were playing before. Thank you, Bette Midler.
You're welcome. I'll speak on her behalf.
Oh, she's actually in the studio.
Yeah. Hello.
Everyone sounds like Morrissey when you try to make an impression.
All of my impressions are just Morrissey. Hello. Okay, I'm sorry.
Next up, we have an artist named Izzy Bizu, who is a pop-oriented R&B artist. And her sound is fused to retro and contemporary as well, which is super interesting. She is from Southwest London in England, and I first heard her when she did a feature on a Milky Chance track, which was really good. Mm-hmm. And this song of hers is called White Tiger. Super fun, super poppy, super fresh. So let's listen to it. White Tiger by Izzy Bizu.
I can definitely see the Milky Chance associations.
Yep, she features on the song Bad Things, if you wanted to give it a listen. It's a pretty good track. But yeah, White Tiger by Izzy Bizu, super fun.
Oh boy, sorry, my headphones just came out. We're technical difficulties.
There of course.
Go. Alrighty.
So we're up to our last song of this episode, eh?
Yeah.
Aw.
I'm gonna go cry.
And then we have one more episode and then we're done.
Yeah.
Wow, this has been...
Dunzo.
This has been a journey.
This is our last full week of classes, which is insane. Like, honestly, oh my god, these headphones.
You keep pulling them out.
Sorry, I'm too passionate.
Oh my god, everything's okay, happening. Everything is happening in the studio here.
The universe, man.
Oh man, I'm excited for classes to finish.
No, it's our last week.
It went.
Which I didn't even realize until this week.
You know what? Third year went by really fast.
I'm glad it went by fast for you.
Okay, third year. I didn't say Stephanie.
Okay.
I said year, third year.
Third year.
Yeah, third year went by quickly, is what I'm saying.
However, I do get you for an extra year.
You do.
I do. You can live in my basement if you want. It's okay.
No, thanks.
Are you sure?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
You can live in my basement. I'll tuck you in every night.
Well, I mean, that sounds nice.
So, our last song is A Real Hero from the movie... soundtrack of Drive, which is an insane movie visually, and then soundtrack as well is absolutely insane. Like, just turn off the lights in your room, except for maybe...
We have a film buff here, ladies and gentlemen.
Except for maybe a few, and just like, oh man, blast the soundtrack, you will be transported. It's insane. So yeah, we're gonna close with that.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Here's A Real Hero by College.
Thanks for listening to the second last episode. Tune in next week because we're going to have the smash hits.
Yes.
The biggest ones.
They're going to, as the kids say, slap.
They're going to.
Yeah.
Well, this has been From Venus. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
See ya.